Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Freeman. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Okay. So this is going to be an audio recording.
Yes.
And since it's your first time, I'll explain the product to you a little bit. I'm your
Okay.
meeting host, Andrea Alvin. So what we are going to do today is we are going to record your answers for the questions we sent you, and we are going to create mini video nuggets using this audio recording. So it's going to be like graphical videos created, but the voiceover will be your own voice.
Okay.
Okay. And these videos we sent to you for your approval first. After you say it's good to go, we are going to post it on your social media platform and also on the product official YouTube channel, as well as embed them on your website. So when you're embedding it on your website, sorry, when you're explaining a particular procedure, so please make sure that you mention your practice name wherever it is suitable so that it comes out as a keyword inside the video as well. So when we embed the same video on your website, the chances of your website coming up in a particular search result is increasing because of this particular video.
Okay.
Okay. So before we go on to the questions, would you mind giving me a brief introduction about yourself, doctor? How did you basically get into dentistry? What is your area of expertise? How did this all start off for you? And also about the practice. How old is the practice? How did everything come together for you in dentistry?
Okay. My original interest in dentistry was due to some family members that were previously in the dental field, my grandfather and a cousin, and so I had some initial interest as a child in the field of dentistry, and the more that I became exposed to it, the more interested I became in becoming a dentist. My dental practice, Paxton Dental Care, I have been in practice for over 28 years. There was a dental practice in this site before I came. There was a dentist that I purchased this practice from in this location 30 years before I came along. 28 years ago, I purchased the retiring dentist's practice and have been in this location since.
Okay, perfect. So we move on to our next question. It's all about dental implants. So what you see, if you're looking at the questions, if you're looking at the email I sent to you will see a
Yes, I'm
few
trying to find it. Who can you just tell me where would it have come from so I can just look at it again? I looked at it yesterday.
it came from info@videos360.co.
Info at
Videos
Oh, I
360,
see it.
360.
Okay. Dental implants. What is it?
Yes.
Ideal
So
candidate. How
what
does
you
it
see,
work?
yes, what you see within the brackets are a few pointers which you can touch upon when you're explaining it. So the main topic is dental implants. So when you're explaining the topic, just make sure that you touch upon a few of these pointers. We need like a maximum of, 2 to 3 minutes of audio to create one nugget. And
Oh.
also make sure that you're explaining it to someone. Basically, someone like me who doesn't know anything about dental implants,
Sure.
so some and also make sure that you mention the practice name as I informed you earlier. And when you're
Yeah.
explaining, I'm going to be on mute, so if I'm not responding, it's because I need a clear recording, so I'm on mute.
Sure.
Okay, let's start off with dental implants.
Okay. So a dental implant is the replacement of a missing tooth. the ideal candidate for a dental implant is a person who has experienced tooth loss, maybe a single tooth or multiple teeth, and is interested in restoring their bite and their chewing and their appearance to as close as what they previously had in their natural smile. Here at Paxton Dental Care, I have been placing dental implants for over 10 years, and we place the dental implants in patients who are desiring to return their smile and their chewing to as natural a place as they previously had. The procedure is very simple, and most people will say that it's painless. In the place where the tooth once was, we will place the dental implant, which serves as a tooth root substitute. So where their tooth root previously was, a very small titanium fixture is placed into the bone. It is then necessary for 3 to 4 months' time to go by, during which this tooth root replacement is healing and integrating into the person's bone. After 3 or 4 months, the dental implant fixture is examined for proper healing, and at that point, a new tooth or some other device is placed on top of that tooth root substitute. The ideal candidate for this is a healthy male or female of any age, preferably a non-smoker, who is interested in improving the way they chew, who is interested in improving their appearance, and is interested in restoring their bite and their mouth to the way it was before they had lost their teeth. Another application for dental implants is for people who have dentures. Maybe somebody lost all of their teeth and now they've been experiencing full dentures but have been unhappy with them. This is a growing area for dental implants. We use multiple dental implants, usually 4, but sometimes more, to help anchor a loose-fitting denture. Sometimes the person's current denture can be used for this purpose. Sometimes it cannot, and a new denture needs to be fabricated. Either way, this patient experiences improved chewing and appearance because the denture, which was once previously loose and difficult to chew with, is now extremely, extremely stable in that person's mouth. For that person who's looking to stabilize a loose-fitting denture, 2 options exist. One option is the denture will still be removable, meaning that the patient can still take it in and out at home, but when they do put it in their mouth, it snaps very securely onto the implants that have been placed. The second type is a denture that a patient cannot remove at home. And this type of denture is actually screwed onto the dental implants very securely. This will come as close to what the patient had before losing their teeth as possible. And again, the ideal candidate for that treatment here at Paxton Dental Care is a person of any age and in relatively good health and preferably a non-smoker. Even a patient who is on multiple medications can benefit from this treatment. Even a patient who might be on blood thinners can benefit from this treatment. So this has been a profound way to improve a patient's comfort, chewing, and appearance who has been suffering with loose-fitting dentures for many, many years. And here at Paxton Dental Care, we have seen significant patient comfort and improvement.
Okay, perfect.
How is
Doctor,
that?
I feel that would be good. But I feel as if you're a little tensed. So if you're worried about, you know,
it was a little tense.
Yes, I feel like
no, that's
like,
fine. I'm happy with the feedback, but I just couldn't understand what you said. That's all.
Okay. Don't worry of making any mistakes. I mean, ease out a bit because we can obviously edit everything out. If you make a mistake and if you want to do a retake, it's perfectly all right. So, it's an audio. When we are doing the video, we are going to edit it anyway. If you have a mistake in between, we'll cut it off. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, if you think I need to do it again, I will. I'll take your feedback. It's my first time doing anything like this, so.
I think it's all right.
And you're saying I'm going to be able to hear it anyways and approve it before.
Yes, we'll see how it goes. If you're not happy at that point, maybe we can redo it then.
I'm trying. Hold on just a moment.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did I? What did you say?
Yeah, let us do the video and send to you. If you're not happy at that point, we will redo it. I mean, we have 8 questions, so it's all right.
Yeah, so
we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. I mean, if you think it's worth redoing, then you tell me. I mean, I have the time. Or if you'd like to go ahead and move on to the next one, that's fine too.
Yeah, we'll move on to the next one, Doctor.
Okay.
Okay, second topic, all about Invisalign. What is Invisalign braces? How does it work, etc. Yeah, you can start.
Invisalign is a treatment that patients choose when they want to improve the appearance of their smile because they are not satisfied with the arrangement of their teeth. It's a form of orthodontics that uses aligners, not braces, to straighten a person's teeth. We find many patients at Paxton Dental Care are dissatisfied with the way their teeth are looking. Not necessarily the color or the shape, but they just don't like the fact that they may not be as straight as possible. So if you have crooked teeth or if your teeth are overlapping or crowded or when you smile, you just don't feel like your smile is as beautiful as you would like to, here at Paxton Dental Care, we're treating many patients regularly with Invisalign treatment. And there's multiple different ways we can go about it. Some people have minor corrections, some others have significant corrections where they're so crowded we actually need to remove a tooth. But the ideal candidate is anybody who is unhappy with the appearance of their smile relative to the arrangement of their teeth. People do choose Invisalign over braces because it's far more comfortable and actually it's far more efficient. It can be, the teeth can be improved in terms of their arrangement, the crookedness quicker than braces usually. The other advantage to Invisalign over braces is that the aligners can actually be removed and left out if a patient decides that they don't want to use the aligners or they just want to take a day off or maybe they're going out for the evening with friends and they just want to leave their aligners at home. It's far more comfortable than braces. People find that they don't experience sore lips and gums because of the braces are often cutting into cheeks and gums. They're far less visible than braces they find that their speech isn't as effective as braces. An ideal candidate is really anybody over the age of 16 who, again, would like to improve the appearance of their smile. And another benefit that we do see with Invisalign impacts in dental care is that we can change a person's bite. If a person's bite is not ideal, if they aren't chewing as efficiently, or maybe their jaw alignment isn't quite right, we can often use Invisalign to improve a patient's bite. Mostly, Invisalign is used when a person is dissatisfied with the way their teeth look. They don't like the fact that a tooth may be overlapped or turned or rotated or tipped in a particular direction. They don't like crowding of their lower teeth and upper teeth, but a lot of times in their lower teeth. A lot of the Invisalign patients that we treat at Paxton Dental Care previously had braces, and maybe the patient wasn't as faithful wearing their retainer, and so the teeth have now migrated or shifted or maybe gone back to how they once were. And now that adult, usually they're an adult, doesn't like them the way their teeth look now. And so rather than go back through a course of routine braces and seeing an orthodontist here at Paxton Dental Care, we can help that patient straighten their teeth and align their teeth without having to go through the discomfort and the longevity of conventional braces.
Okay, I think that came out pretty well. That was really, really good. Yes. So let's move on to teeth whitening. What is teeth whitening? Maybe you can start off by explaining what actually causes discolored teeth. Okay. And then go for what is teeth whitening, how does the what are the treatment options available at your practice, and how does the procedures work. Yeah, you can start.
Excuse me. Here at Paxton Dental Care, we have many patients who are looking to improve the appearance of their smile. And one of the reasons that a person might like to improve the appearance of their smile is because their teeth are discolored. And how do their teeth become discolored? There are many, many reasons why patients' teeth become discolored. Usually, it's something that's happened outside of the environment of their mouth, whether it be from smoking cigarettes, whether it be from certain foods that they've been eating. Maybe they haven't kept their teeth as clean as possible. So it could be from people who drink lots and lots of coffee or drink wine, not necessarily red wine, because white wine can stain people's teeth as well. Not necessarily chocolate. It can be any food can get into the micro pores of a person's teeth and cause those teeth to become stained and discolored. So one of the treatments that we do use to improve a person's appearance if their teeth are simply discolored is teeth whitening. And so what is teeth whitening? Here at Paxton Dental Care, we have two different ways that we whiten people's teeth. One way is with a product of called Core Whitening, K-O-R, and that is a gel that is placed into custom-fitted take-home trays that fit precisely around a patient's teeth. And this gel, a very small amount, is put into these trays, and now these trays are worn overnight for a period of 2 weeks, and the patient will slowly notice that their teeth are changing color. We can experience a dramatic improvement here at Paxton Dental Care in the appearance of a person's teeth who are discolored. The best candidate is anybody of any age in good health who is interested in improving the appearance of their discolored teeth. The second way a person's teeth can become discolored is from the inside out. And sometimes medications cause this. If people have taken particular medications in their childhood, usually, And those people as well can experience an improvement of whitening. And again, that's using the core treatment of whitening. The other treatment of whitening that we offer at Paxton Dental Care is a combination of whitening toothpaste and a less custom fitted tray that they would bring home. We prefer the core treatment because it's more specific in use and it uses custom fitted trays. People who might like to choose the second option where the trays are not quite as form fitting is a less expensive option and it's not using the core gel. And those people maybe don't have as significant or severe of tooth discoloration and are looking to just do a minor tooth color improvement. One of the differences here at Paxton Dental Care with other types of whitening and through the research that we have done is that it's imperative that the whitening gel be refrigerated. Most whitening systems are not aware of this, and the whitening gel is significantly less potent if it is not kept refrigerated. When we receive the gel in our practice, it comes refrigerated, and we immediately have to unpack it and keep it in the refrigerator. Otherwise, it will be far less effective at tooth whitening. The other myth in the tooth whitening field is the use of tooth whitening lights. These have been proven to actually not work. There have been side-by-side tests done with take-home whitening gels like Core and the tooth lights, the tooth whitening lights in office. And the results are actually better with the Core tooth whitening gel. And that is because of its need to be refrigerated. It's very important that they are refrigerated. One of the questions that comes up a lot of times with patients around tooth whitening is tooth sensitivity. Will my teeth hurt if I whiten them? Are there any bad negative effects of tooth whitening? Some people whose teeth are sensitive before tooth whitening may experience an increase in sensitivity that will go away after tooth whitening. One of the things that we sometimes do is with these custom fitted trays is we have the patient first use a fluoride desensitizing gel. And so if they use that for a period of 2 to 3 days, it reduces sensitivity and now they are allowed or will be able to whiten their teeth without discomfort. Sometimes that same person, instead of using the whitening gel every day, will alternate with a desensitizing gel to keep their teeth from being sensitive. The good news is that if the teeth whitening causes increase in sensitivity, it always returns to levels below tooth whitening. The teeth will not remain sensitive after tooth whitening. There are no harmful effects of teeth whitening. It is a simple gel that is not toxic to the mouth if it's swallowed. It's not toxic or harmful to the teeth in any way. It is a simple gel that is approved by the Food and Drug Administration for use in the mouth and has no ill effects.
Perfect. Okay, next is porcelain veneers. Okay. What are porcelain veneers and how does the procedure work? What type of problems does veneers fix and the benefits? How long does it last, etc.?
Okay. Here at Paxton Dental Care, we offer porcelain veneers to patients who are interested in improving their smile. One of the best benefits of porcelain veneers is a long-lasting, beautiful, natural-appearing improvement of a person's smile. Porcelain veneers are designed to change the shape, the size, and the appearance of a person's smile. If a person has discolored teeth, teeth that are out of alignment, teeth that are cracked or chipped, or sometimes patients have teeth that have been previously filled by bonding that's discolored. All of these can be improved with the use of porcelain veneers. Here at Paxton Dental Care, I have done hundreds of cases of porcelain veneers. I have done complete smile makeovers ranging from 1 to 2 to over 25 porcelain veneers in a person's smile. This has become the most dramatic improvement in the appearance of a person's smile that we can offer here at Paxton Dental Care. Porcelain veneers are thin shells of porcelain, thicker than a contact lens, but thinner than a fingernail, that slip over the surface of a person's tooth or multiple teeth to change the appearance, the shape, the color, or the arrangement in a person's smile. An ideal candidate is any adult who is healthy and who has been taking care of their teeth in a clean way. A person who would like to improve their smile in a most dramatic way. A person who has been dissatisfied with their smile for many, many years is our ideal candidate. Porcelain veneers can last for many, many years, 10, 15, 20, or more, in a well-maintained and healthy mouth. One of the things that we offer at Paxton Dental Care is a smile preview. We can actually show a patient what their smile would look like before they ever enter into treatment. So we can actually predict what their smile will look like with porcelain veneer treatment before one thing is ever done. One of the ideal candidates for us is somebody who has for a long time been unhappy with the appearance of their smile. Maybe they don't smile. Maybe that person brings their hand up to their face when they smile. Maybe they have to hide their teeth when they're laughing. Maybe they've had previous dentistry that hasn't been satisfying to them and they'd like to improve their smile. We just had a patient yesterday who said they've always wanted nice teeth and they've never had them. That's the only thing this patient has ever wanted, was to have a nice smile. And this lady is in her 70s, and that was her goal. And when we saw her for her follow-up patient appointment yesterday, she couldn't stop smiling. She had to learn how to smile again initially, and now she can't stop smiling. And she's showing all of her friends her new smile, and she's thrilled. So one of our favorite patients and an ideal candidate for porcelain veneers is someone who has for many, many years been dissatisfied with their smile, and they are now ready to have the smile of their dreams. And it's very simple. It's very simple. The procedure takes only a short amount of time, and it's usually 2 appointments. And at the end of the first appointment, that person has a preview of what their final smile will look like. And at their second appointment, the porcelain veneers are bonded to their teeth permanently, and their smile is complete. I feel like I had some little blips in there, but I know you'll be able to edit it, right?
Yes, definitely. We will get rid of all of those. Okay, so next is crowns and bridges. What are dental crowns and bridges? What to expect from the placement? What are the materials you use to create a crown, etc.? Yeah, how long does it last? All the general information.
Sure. Here at Paxton Dental Care, we use dental crowns and bridges in situations where a person's tooth is broken down or cracked or compromised in some other way, and we use dental crowns or caps and dental bridges here at Paxton Dental Care to bring a tooth back to its natural state. Maybe a tooth has been heavily filled, maybe a tooth has cracked, maybe a tooth has broken, maybe a tooth is uncomfortable, and we use dental crowns and bridges to return a person's tooth to its natural strength and beauty. A dental crown is different from a dental bridge. A dental crown is treatment on a single tooth. Dental bridges are used to replace teeth. We can replace multiple teeth with dental bridges. They would be anchored to existing teeth in the person's mouth, adjacent to spaces where teeth once were. So dental bridges will span across an empty space in a patient's mouth, anchoring to their existing teeth, replacing missing teeth in a beautiful and naturally appearing way, and as importantly, in a very functional way. So a person will now be able to chew and smile and eat in a way that they did before they had experienced tooth loss. The materials we use for dental crowns and bridges will vary based on the situation. Sometimes they'll be all porcelain. Sometimes there'll be some metal under the porcelain to help strengthen the crown or bridge, if necessary. For the most part, however, all of dental crowns and bridges are metal-free. And how are they done? How are dental crowns and bridges made? Well, first of all, we want to make sure that the tooth or teeth that these dental crowns and bridges at Paxton Dental Care are being used on are strong and sound and will remain in the patient's mouth for a long time. So we need to make sure that the foundation is healthy and suitable. So any fillings or any other dentistry that is currently on these teeth that will be receiving a dental crown or bridge needs to be removed. So any existing tooth decay or filling material will be taken out of the tooth. The tooth will then be inspected to make sure it's healthy and suitable to receive a dental crown or a dental bridge. Sometimes a little more tooth shaping is necessary to receive the dental crown or the dental bridge. So first, the patient's teeth or tooth will be adequately anesthetized or numbed. We don't want to make any discomfort happen when we're doing this procedure. So the patient will be comfortably numbed, and then any existing fillings will be removed. All decay will be removed. The tooth will now be inspected to be sure that it's suitable for dental crown or bridge. Maybe some more tooth shaping would be done, and now the tooth will be scanned using our scanner, and if necessary, a laboratory will fabricate the dental crown or dental bridge. And the patient will then leave with a dental temporary, and after 2 to 3 weeks, the laboratory will return the dental crown or dental bridge for bonding onto that tooth.
Okay, so next is all about CEREC. What is CEREC? How does it work? And how does it, this is also a type of crowns, isn't it? How does it differ from general crowns and the normal ones you would do? And what's the difference?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put you on hold for one quick moment.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, you ready?
Yes, we can start.
Okay, a seric crown or a seric bridge or a seric veneer is a type of technology that is very similar to a conventional dental crown, dental bridge, or porcelain veneer. The primary difference with a seric crown is that we can provide the crown or the bridge or the veneer the same day. So there's no need for a patient to return. It's a single day procedure. It's advanced technology that not all dental practices have. Here at Paxton Dental Care, I've been providing seric dental care for over 20 years. I'm an expert in dental seric technology. The main benefit is that the patient does not need to leave with a temporary crown, bridge, or veneer. We can provide the dental crown, the dental bridge, or the dental veneer the same day of service. An ideal candidate for seric treatment is any patient that needs a dental crown, or dental bridge, or dental veneer. The other difference from a dental crown is that the material is much stronger. A seric crown is made from extremely strong porcelain, and we use scanning technology and CAD/CAM technology, computer-aided design, computer-aided manufacture, to actually create the dental crown or the dental bridge here at Paxton Dental Care in the same day. The procedure generally will require the patient to be in our practice a little more than 1 hour. And about a third of that time is we are watching the seric machine fabricate the crown. So the patient will have some downtime. The entire procedure lasts a little more than 1 hour. And the primary benefit is that the patient will receive the seric crown the same day of service. So there's no need for the patient to return. They can come in and have their dental crown in a single visit. There's no need for a second visit. There's no need for a second appointment time where the patient will have to come back and have their mouth numbed again. It's only one appointment for that. They won't have to come back and have any other dental treatment. It's all done the same day. So many patients here at Paxton Dental Care love the fact that their treatment is done in a single day and they don't have to return.
Okay, doctor, we have reached our next question for the day. It's all about dentures. What are dentures? How are they made? The types of dentures you do, the partial and the full dentures.
Okay.
How long does the procedure take, etc.?
Sure. Here at Paxton Dental Care, we will treat patients who have experienced single or multiple tooth loss with removable dentures or removable partial dentures for people that still have some teeth but are interested in replacing multiple teeth. Removable partial dentures come in various forms. Some have metal, some do not, and they use the patient's existing teeth to help support the replacement of their missing teeth. The other type of procedure that we will do is for a patient who has no remaining teeth, and for them we will make complete dentures. And those as well come in various forms. Some will anchor onto dental implants. Some will be free-floating. We encourage the use of dental implants to help anchor a patient's dentures for many reasons. One is that over time, if a patient doesn't have any teeth remaining in their mouth, their jawbones will slowly dissolve from having no teeth. And so the dentures will become less and less well-fitting, or they'll become more and more poorly fitting. And so now these patients are experiencing a decrease in satisfaction from their dentures because they don't fit as well, they can't chew as well, they're reluctant to smile. All of these reasons, they're embarrassed for their appearance. So when the dental implants can be used to support dentures, the dentures can be made smaller so the patient can speak and chew food better, and they'll be able to taste their food better, so they will have an experience closer to what they had before they lost teeth. They will not experience as much bone loss, so things will fit longer and more permanently in their mouth. And most importantly, the dentures will be extremely stable. Either snapping into dental implants or screwing onto dental implants, using dental implants to help support dentures is a huge, huge improvement over not having dental implants to help support dentures. Sometimes people cannot afford to have dental implants, so they maybe have to go a period of time with no dental implants to help support their teeth. In these cases, maybe a patient will slowly begin to save up some finances to help them with getting dental implants down the road. Here at Paxton Dental Care, however, we have multiple options for people who need to finance their dental care, whether it be the dental dentures or dental implant-supported dentures. One way that we use is short-term financing or up to 5 years. So for many patients, those options will help them to get a superior result, because dentures without dental implants are very poor fitting and are oftentimes not satisfying to patients, either through chewing or through the appearance.
Okay, great. So we have covered all of the questions for today. Doctor, I was just checking your website out and I realized that you don't have any videos, correct?
You realized what?
That you don't have any videos on your website?
I'm sorry. Okay, you've checked my website and you realize that I don't what?
You don't have any videos.
I don't have any videos. Oh, okay.
Yes, I mean a welcome video or an office tour video or anything as such, you don't have, right?
I don't think we've done the videos yet. So tell me what I should do for the videos and I can get those.
Yes, so it was an audio recording.
Really hard for me to hear you. There's like you're on speaker or there's some background noise. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Check on that.
Okay, that's better. Thank you.
Can you hear me, doctor?
Thank you. That's better.
Okay, great. So today what we did was an audio recording to cover your procedures. So what I suggest you, the product Videos 360 also gives you the option to do video recording for a welcome video or an office tour video or even a introductory video for you. We can do a video recording and do the videos. Whatever we record will be there in a video. So you can either book a meeting again with me I mean, set up a proper backdrop, things like that. I will send you a list of things which you will have to follow before doing the video recording. Once all of those things are set up, we can do the video recording via Zoom. Or else you can do the video recording yourself. I can send you a script the same way for a welcome video or an introductory video, whatever the video you want to work on with us. And you can do a video recording for that and share the video clip with me. And then also we can create the video and give you. So how would you prefer to do it? Would you like to do it with me on Zoom, or will you record it with yourself and send it?
So if I were to do it myself, I mean, I either way, I need an email from you just to tell me what sort of content you would like. And then secondly,
yes, sure.
If I do it with you, with a Zoom recording, is that what you said? I mean, still.
Yes, here you can see that.
With a phone or something, or.
Yeah, to do the Zoom, to do it with me via Zoom, you will have to connect with me through a laptop so that you can activate your on your video option. Yes, the thing is, when you connect with me through a computer, the computer camera is not very high in resolution. So
right. The
video what we record is not that very clear. So I would actually suggest that you do it yourself using your phone camera or a professional camera if you have one, and sending us the clip so that we can use it and do the video for you. So anyway, I will take all of these options and send you a detailed email. Let me see whether I can even send you a few sample videos so that you can have a look and get an idea what I am exactly referring to.
That'd be great. Okay, perfect.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Simon, thank you so much for joining me today. Have a great day.
Oh, I appreciate it. You as well. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.